Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, GMOs are popping up in the weirdest of places, including Southern Aragon? No, I'm thinking Oregon. Aragon? What's
You're
Aragon
thinking,
from?
Lord of the Rings.
Have I gone back to Lord of the Rings already? We're just starting the show, Super Don. What's wrong with me?
I do not live in Aragon.
You live in Oregon. What do I know? How long have we been doing this? You could have moved. I don't know. Blank, he's moved. No, yes. This GMO's in Oregon. I'm thinking Southern Oregon, especially weird. Even weirder, Ashland, Oregon. Like a new age organic mecca where there are fewer and fewer vaccinated children because the parents are awake and going, no, none of that for my little Susie or Johnny.
It's made national news, Ashland, Oregon, as far as the vaccinations go.
Where I had my first commercially grown, if I can say it this way, commercially put together and cooked organic pizza all those years ago when they had that place called, was it Planet Pizza or Mystic Pizza or something like that. It was a... one of those places, I don't even think it's in business anymore, but they were way ahead of the game. I was like, whoa, I can go out for an organic pizza. This is so many years ago. So, you know, Ashland's out there, right? I love Ashland. Beautiful town. I thought about moving the family there once. But there is something that is so bizarre that you ran across, Super Don. Who would have thought it would be there? Now, after Solyndra, which is outside of Medford there, went down, I was thinking, all right, this is it. You know, that's got to be the only one, $500 billion trillion debacle.
Actually, Solyndra is in Fremont.
Fremont? Okay. Well,
that's my old hometown.
It's a neighbor in Fremont. Oh, thank you. You see, you did move on me. I can't put it all together. Way to start the show, RSB. You were out to lunch. All right. So, yeah, that was Fremont. But again, related to you, remember that picture of you in front of Solyndra's sign, a very expensive sign. But you ran across something that just blew me away, too. There's a company, and we talk about Monsanto. Everybody knows Monsanto, the great evil. But it looks like there's a silent, quiet partner, like running underground or submersible, like in stealth mode. Doesn't want to be seen. It parked itself in the place we would last think to look for it. A genetically modified organism company right in, guess where? Ashland, Oregon. Super Don, what is this Syngenta all about?
Well, you know, I have to make a confession here. I'm kind of embarrassed about
Why?
The fact that
Why would you be embarrassed?
I had no idea that these guys were here. And you know, we've been talking about GMOs and, you know, Jeffrey Smith and Ronnie Cummins, and I mean, we've been doing this for years, and I've been so focused on what's going on a national level that it never occurred to me that there might be something going on here locally where I live.
Yeah.
And my wife actually brought this to my attention day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there was an article in our local paper, and it turns out that this company, Syngenta, which I had never heard of, I believe they're number three.
Yeah.
They're the third largest GMO company. You've got Monsanto, mm-hmm. which we've heard of, obviously. Yep. There's DuPont. Yep. Everybody's heard of DuPont. And then there's this company, Syngenta. They're a Swiss company. And these guys, they're growing GMO crops right here in Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass area all around us here. And I was just like, holy cow, are you kidding me? And so I did a little bit of research, and there's a group here locally that has started up called GMO Free Jackson County, which is going to try and take these guys on. And I thought, hey, you know, I've been talking about all of these. We've helped, you know, we got involved with the California situation and Vermont and all the other places around the country. Guess what? We get to have some firsthand reporting here on what's going on here in Southern Oregon, because I am going to get involved and see what it is I can do to help these guys.
Well, I love that. And I think that's the thing about all the action ultimately has to be local. Yes, we cover issues of a global scale, a national scale. But yes, we covered, like yesterday, having Michael Schmidt come on from the event yesterday morning in Minneapolis over the attack on another, you know, farmer, a family farmer who's providing raw foods for the people who want it. There's no coercion. There's no tax money. There's no subsidies. And yet they're attacking him. Now, this Syngenta is bizarre, but they're so delusional. They talk about bringing plant potential to life. It's like, how did plants ever grow before there was Syngenta, Monsanto, and DuPont? Bringing plant potential. It was only potential until
that
we came around and walked you with the genes.
That would be like Dr. Frankenstein promoting himself as bringing people to life, right?
Yeah, very well said. Exactly. Frankenstein.
That's right. And well, I got to tell you, on their website, they've got this really cool flash presentation that's trying to promote all of the great things that they're doing for humankind. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about how we're saving the rainforest and we're going to feed all the hungry people in the world. But the one that got me, that made me angry and want to throw something at the wall, was where they brought in kids. And I'm thinking, okay, so what is it that they're going to say they're doing for kids? And they get into the education situation. And they go on to say in this flash thing that they've got on there that education is vital to reducing rural poverty. Okay, that we can agree with that, right? Education's important. When kids get educated, you know, in these you know, other countries.
Educated or indoctrinated? Come on, man.
That's a good question. I guess we need to interpret it correctly here.
Yeah.
But then they go on to say that children in developing countries miss many days of school to help on the farm. These poor children are missing school time because on the family farm helping out with the stuff that's going on the farm.
We want to see more of that, do we not?
Well, you would think so. Syngenta has a solution to the problem, you see. Because Syngenta says, well, how can these kids work towards a better future? And then it gives you two choices. They can either A, work more time on the fields, or B, spend more time in the classroom. Well, okay. Let's say, not a bad thing to have more kids spending more time in the classroom, right? Except what they're implying here is that by giving farmers genetically modified seeds so they can grow genetically modified crops, that means there will be less work for the kids having to work on the farm, which means that they'll get to go to school and they'll be more successful because Syngenta is just worried about the children. This is the biggest load of BS I've seen in a long time.
Clearly, they're more concerned about kids being indoctrinated into good little global life science, biotech industry consumers. And, of course, if you learn something in school, I'm happy for you. But quite honestly, a lot of what's taught in government schools are indoctrination toward being good little citizens that don't question anything about reality as it's constructed from above by our wise overlords. The reality is they will learn more on the farm, and I'm encouraging in a lot of the schools, like, you know, my kids are going to a school that they're actually learning to farm. They're learning to grow food, and they will learn more being out there in the soil than they will learn in the classroom. But, of course, they don't want that to happen because if farmers know a lot of stuff that the average person doesn't about life itself, about the needs of, you know, the needs of people to eat, yes, but how to grow food. And how to sustain or regain soil that has been destroyed by the likes of Syngenta, Monsanto, and DuPont. So you're right. It's quite the opposite what they're trying to do. This is a vast PR play to keep you unaware, to keep you basically subverted to a bioengineered type of living, life living. And, of course, it's going to be meaning that we're more dependent upon drugs just to get by, not less.
Well, and let's tug on the heartstrings of people to make people think that Syngenta is seriously, you know, and genuinely interested in the welfare of children. Well, you know, why don't we address some things about maybe the health of children that are consuming genetically modified foods? Or how about this? How about the children of the small family farms? They're going to end up being driven out of business because the large industrial farmers are using the genetically modified seeds and putting them out of business. What about those kids? Don't you think we ought to be concerned about those kids and their future?
Well, it's the same industry that sacrifices some children with the guise of quote-unquote saving others or protecting others. And, you know, we're going to talk with Karen Kane this hour as we lead into Autism One. You want to talk about a brutal, heart-wrenching story of her daughter being literally killed, ultimately, by the vaccine, similar to the way we're seeing the disease increase due to consumption of GMO foods or working on farms with GMOs that are allowing for more, not less, pesticide use, which is carcinogenic. And we talked about, remember when we talked with our rock and roller, Jill Gaynor from 12 Stones, her husband's in 12 Stones, and she had tumors all over her body and thyroid from being on a farm that was conventional, growing all these crops that we're talking about here. So we've got more than enough evidence. But then again, if it doesn't come from a peer-reviewed journal, a lot of these people that worship at the Church of Biological Mysticism and Life Sciences will say, well, evidence of one woman with tumors is not evidence. Your child that died from a vaccine or became autistic or had seizure disorders from the vaccine, that's not evidence because it wasn't studied in a placebo-controlled double-blind trial. These people disgust me, quite honestly. I have to do I can.
Don't get me started on peer-reviewed research.
Yeah. And by the way, when I was on with Tom Woods on the Peter Schiff show, we had one of those guys try to engage me in a Twitter debate. It's like, yes, in 27 digits or less, I don't know how many letters you're allowed, you're going to go into a debate. And I'm like, okay, you win. You're a wise authoritarian reductionist medical collectivist. You win. who gives a flip about you? But, you know, we do this 2 hours a day and have for many years. Yeah, I'm not going to engage in 26 words or less, and you got to see who gets the gotcha point in.
Yeah. So, well, a few other interesting things that I learned about Syngenta here. Having never heard of them before, I had to figure out who they were. And lo and behold, I'm sure it's no shock, these guys are in bed with Monsanto.
Yeah.
In fact, back in 2008, there had been some litigation between the two of them. We were trying to fight for, you know, who could be king of the hill on some certain, you know, technology and certain pesticide, herbicide.
There was a battle, yeah. It was a little competitive.
Oh, yeah,
battle.
Absolutely. So, you know, at the end of the day, after talking about it for a while, they decided to be friends. And so now they have agreed to share licenses for their herbicide-tolerant insect protection products and clearing the way for Fester product development, which is, you know, very important to companies like Monsanto and Syngenta. And Syngenta is no stranger to controversy. You know, one of the pesticides, chemicals that they've been pushing is something called atrazine, has been in the news quite a bit, is causing a lot of health problems, water contamination, and obviously these guys are just as big as Monsanto as far as their ability to be able to lawyer up and put money and defend against these type of things, and they keep coming out with the same type of tactics that Monsanto uses where, you know, they're pushing out their own research. You know, we've done research on our own products, and our research has shown that our products are safe.
And we had some peers to say it too. Hey, listen, they don't want to compete when they realize that they cooperate and they buy off the regulators that turn a blind eye to any form of limitations on the genetic drift and the unintended consequences of their genetic anomalies and abominations. So Monsanto and Syngenta, again, we've been hitting Monsanto and DuPont, but to find Syngenta in your own backyard, Super Don, very frightening and weird, but I think that's the thing. They must have selected that region there in Ashland to think that, hey, we'll go unnoticed here. No one will ever think to look in Ashland for a GMO company.
That's actually an interesting thought, because it causes one to wonder why. And in looking at the details of what's going on here, you know, they've only got like 10 acres that they're planting on at the moment. But, you know, here's the problem. Nobody knew that they were there. It was just discovered in February of this year.
Amazing.
And they're just, you know, blocks away from other organic gardens, mm-hmm. you know, and to just plop yourself in there and be that close to organic gardens, you get cross-pollination going on, and that puts those organic crops out of business. They can no longer be certified as organic. We've seen this 100 times with Monsanto. And so the fact that they've shown up here on the one hand makes me kind of nervous. On the other hand, I kind of welcome the newfound evidence and situation, because now it gets me a little bit excited, the fact that I get to actually put some skin in the game rather than just talk about it. I actually get to get involved. So I will be in contact with these guys and see, you know, what it is that I can do personally, and perhaps maybe something, you know, some things maybe we can do to try and help them out, because, you know, when California, Vermont, Oregon's next. I think they're next on the list here.
Well, everybody, you can see everything we've just discussed in our opening segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Super Don about the Syngenta company. We've got the links at robertscottbell.com in the show notes today, including the Mail Tribune, which is Southern Oregon's news source, talking about a group that is now working on a banning of these genetic alterations right there in Southern Oregon and Ashland. So you got to check that out. And Super Don's going to be front and center. He's going to report to us on this. Maybe we'll get some guests talking about it as well. And maybe you can go down there to Syngenta itself and see if they want to buy Solyndra's sign from Fremont.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be out of business quicker than they were.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we got a great show as always. Thank you, Super Don. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we didn't even welcome you. You know how it is. You hit the ground running here. That's what we do. We don't wait around to say welcome. You're always welcome. Why should we bother and say thank you? Why would we be grateful? We are. And we're grateful that you would support those of those companies that are non-GMO that are right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty. We ask only that you would say thanks to them in the way that you can. Karen Kane's coming up next. We're going to talk about a horrific vaccine injury to her daughter, and her daughter lost her life a few years back, but how Karen's turning this into positive things. And she'll also be at the Autism One conference in Chicago Lombard coming up May 23rd through 27th. I hope to see you all there. Next hour, John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com, is joining me again. We're going to talk about, well, we might talk about vaccines, but there's a new YouTube that he put out. Did Nancy Pelosi actually acknowledged the Barbara Starfield report and that 225,000 Americans are dying every year due to modern medicine and Obamacare is going to make it worse. This could be interesting. And remember the vaccine seminar, and all vaccine seminars, Armed and Dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear, available at robertscottbell.com. Click the link right there. Take it to WebSeed. Please download it. That helps us to continue our research and keep us going here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In our ongoing discussion of the issue of autism, vaccine damage, the danger of vaccines, with many experts and parents who've been affected very directly, personally, whether their children have been damaged in a mild sort of autistic spectrum way, all the way to the issue of seizures and death. The challengers, so-called challengers, come from all over the world to suddenly speak out against any link between vaccines and autism. And they'll often say, show me the proof. Where's the proof? I'm telling you, the proof is right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we bring parents up who have experienced this firsthand. And there's nothing more heart-wrenching as well as potentially life-affirming when we can take these tragic events and try to turn them into something good. But the proof is right here, right now. And my next guest is going to share that proof. Karen Kane is her name. She has had a vaccine-injured daughter. We'll talk about that heading into the Autism One conference because she'll be there as well. Karen, I understand we met at the Health Freedom Expo recently.
Yes, we did. And I was speaking at the Health Freedom Expo with Autism One and just talking about my experience as a parent. When my daughter was vaccine injured, the HHS program agreed that, yes, she was injured immediately, but my family was treated horribly, even though everybody agreed that Lauren, my daughter, was injured by her vaccine, her DPT vaccine.
So when you say they admitted or agreed, that's very rare that you hear this. They try to make that as if it's an anomaly for this to ever happen at all. But what you're saying here is even though they acknowledged it, they somehow treated you badly. What does that mean, or treated your family badly? What exactly did HHS do or do not do?
Well, our story is a little unique. It happened in 1994. My daughter had her one and only DPT vaccine. She had a seizure 2 hours after that, and her seizures were five-minute long seizures. And then she had another seizure 2 hours after that, and it changed, you know, my life and her life forever. There was only one doctor at the time that talked about vaccines and injury. Everybody else said, you know, blame the child. There was something wrong with her, even though they could never find what was wrong with her. And I found my way to theirs, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, and the woman immediately, you know, took a deep breath, and she told me that my daughter had a hot lot, meaning that my daughter's lot had 30 kids who had seizures or worse with that particular lot, and there were 10 surrounding deaths with her lot. And so, of course, we went and got an attorney, and there was only one in our area that even knew anything about vaccines and injury. And when we pleaded our case about the vaccine injury, the government sent us a letter immediately back and saying, yes, your child was vaccine injured. And then we spent 3 years deciding, you know, how much money that was worth. We had to go to court, and they basically tried to attack my family, and they tried to prove me a bad parent, and never did they step in and say, yes, your daughter's been vaccine injured, so let me help you. It was just really, you know, we were the enemy, and our daughter...
Karen, what I'm getting at here, I guess, is that the Department of Health and Human Services, somewhere in their realm, said they acknowledge, yes, this child has been vaccinated, injured. Now you have to go to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, which I call the kangaroo unconstitutional court, that tries to not pay you anything, compensate you for the damage or in this case, the death of your child. And yet they attack you as a bad parent. What did they hope to gain? That they wouldn't suddenly now have to acknowledge the vaccine damage that was already acknowledged?
Well, there's so, you know, it's so difficult, especially back in 94, there was no internet. So we were isolated. We were alone. They don't connect you with anybody who's gone through the program, and they just try to beat you down. When they came to visit my child, what they do is they come out and they wanted to see the injury. You have to take a video. And, you know, of course, my daughter's video of her life was seizures and hospitals, 911 calls, and she never made any developmental gains. And so when they came to see her in person, they came in the ICU at Cedars-Sinai because that's where we were living. And, you know, I expected them to come, you know, and say, we're going to help you and this is why we're here, because that's what, you know, that trust is set up for, to help the families. And they walked in over to Lauren and they took her clothes off and took her diaper off to see if she had, you know, a butt sore. They were trying to prove that I wasn't caring for her. And they constantly would tell me the first words out of their mouth was, you have to place your child. And then, you know, we said, no, we want to keep her. And then we argued about, you know, they didn't want to pay for anything. And we just argued about every single item. We had 85 items that our life care planner told us that we would need for Lauren's life. And, you know, you have to remember, Lauren was a baby. And we always had hope that she would get better. But really what happened is she got worse. The doctors in the very beginning told me to go home to prepare for the worst and to place her in a home and get on with my life. But, you know, I had no idea as a parent how bad it was going to get. And, you know, we didn't have connection with any other families at that time. We didn't know what we were doing. And our child was, you know, devastatingly sick. And, it, you know, my whole family fell apart.
So there was nobody in your family in the history that caused you to question vaccination or doctors at the point back in 94 when this occurred. You went in with all the trust that most American parents maybe still have, unknowingly subjecting your daughter to something that was, you know, obviously very horrific.
Well, and it's so funny because we're called, you know, I'm called someone who's anti-vaccine, but I think every parent who's had an injury, you know, with their child has been vaccine injured, meaning we believed in the system. And then, you know, once my daughter did have that injury, and then everyone agreed that it was from the vaccine, it wasn't easy from there. It was never easy. We were always the enemy, and we, you know, we were always, you know, arguing about the worth of her life. You know, if my daughter took a hit for the team,
right,
they should have stepped in and held her high. You know,
well,
they should have held her up and supported my family, and that's not what ever happened.
You know, it's more brutal than each story I hear is one more brutal than the next. And here you're guilty of what? Trusting doctors, trusting that vaccines would be good for her and protect her. And yet, now that they acknowledge the injury occurred, the attack is if you were the enemy. How dare you have a vaccine-injured daughter? As if, like I said, now you become, the linchpin that would eventually, of course, wake more parents up. And I think they saw that. On some level, they saw that, which is why they attacked, which is inhumane, to say the least.
Oh, and they know that you're wounded. I mean, my one and only child, my whole life was falling apart. And, you know, I didn't get a proper judge and jury. I had a special master that was appointed, and my court case was hidden in my attorney's office for no one to see. And, you know, I was at no position to be talking about what was happening to my life. You know, my marriage fell apart. My child was, you know, terribly, terribly sick, and I was living in ICU. And I remember going to meet with a special master to talk about, you know, how much money I'm going to need to take care of my child who's having seizures nonstop, never sleeping, screaming constantly, you know, and having, of course, the gut issues, which everyone talks about. And I, you know, ran my car into a brick post. I just was so exhausted. And
yes,
it was never a point that I felt safe. You know, I just always, in fact, you know, felt that they were going to go after something. They were going to take, you know, whatever was left.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just thinking of the emotional trauma, the wounds that are just wide open, gaping, and yet they're pouring not only salt but acid on them. I mean, this is just, as I said, I've often linked the origin of the modern-day pharmaceutical industrial complex to the IG Farben of Nazi Germany, how they split them off. But what you're saying that they had done to you, which is, you know, definitively, they're not denying any of these things, is in league with what I believe Nazi doctors were doing. And this is, again, as you say, back in 94, long before there was much awareness of the issue or groups coming together, like we're going to talk about Autism One and how this is a godsend for so many people that have their kids that were vaccine injured, didn't know about this, that now they have a place to go, can commiserate not only that, but hopefully bring positive things out of that. So as they pour the salt on the wound here, did they eventually compensate you? Not that you can ever be compensated for the loss of a child, but, you know, at least to cover your medical expenses? What happened there?
Well, yeah, it took 3 years, and basically they postponed it because everyone anticipated that my daughter was going to die. So they just kept making things up to put it back and put it back, and we finally settled in 1998, and my daughter died in 2009. And, you know, it did pay for her medical, you know, her therapy. I was so lucky at that point. I did a lot of alternative. I did homeopathic. I did all the things that I knew at the time to do. It's not like the group, the network with Autism One. And, you know, that's really why I got connected back in this community, because at the time of Lauren's life, I was taking care of her. That was my 24-hour job, and that's everything I did. And I couldn't get wrapped up in really helping other people. And Ed and Terry contacted me in October 2000, I think.
Aranga, Ed and Terry I've interviewed here. By the way, they're the ones that keep people are putting this on, inspiration to put this on and coordinating with everybody to have the Autism One event May 23rd through 27th, where the Robert Scott Bell Show will be there. I'll be lecturing as well on Friday morning. And, of course, Karen Kane's going to be there as well, talking about some very interesting, specific things that we'll get to in a moment. I just want to continue with this story here. You were eventually compensated, but as I said, nothing can compensate you for your loss or the brutality of which, you know, how you were treated. But at the same time, you've taken a turn in life from a tragedy, turning it into something that is of great benefit to others. And I don't know if you're meeting with those who are already in the state or are meeting with parents that have yet to wonder whether they're going to subject their children to medical experimentation like vaccines, or if there's a distinct difference in the way you communicate what has happened to you to those that have not yet become aware of these dangers.
Well, you know, what I used to say, I always would tell people to educate themselves. And there's no excuse in today with the internet, with A1, and with everybody supporting each other to not figure out and ask some questions what I'm putting into my child. And I've become outraged with, you know, the Hep B, you know, for a newborn. And the Gardasil makes me absolutely crazy. And just the fact that, how do you trust? because, you know, everyone wants to say, they would look at my daughter and think, oh, this isn't going to happen to me. You know, I've seen that look on people's face, and I've seen, well, your child took the hit for the team, and I've seen that. But the truth is, the way I was treated, even though that happened, is outrageous, and it just shows to me that they wanted me to go away. They don't want me to talk about this because this, you know, a picture of my daughter will change the way you look at vaccines, because this could be anybody. And the truth is, you know, it's happening more and more, and now with all of these parents uniting, you know, there's so much information out there, and there's so much opportunity for treatment and recovery and, you know, for the social support. And I think that's why I think parents are so angry right now, because they're being shut down, and we all know what's happening, and no one will admit it. And so, you know, I've been talking as much as I can just about the way I was treated, if that's my only platform. I think I have many platforms, but, you know, it's the truth is that we all love our children. We love our children when they're healthy, and we love our children when they're not healthy. And, you know, I think it's so fabulous, you know, the Autism One conference being a free conference, there's no reason that people can't get online and listen in or attend and really get connected on how we can change the way we go forward.
I'm talking with Karen Kane. She'll be at the Autism One conference. I've got the link up to her story, the story of her daughter with the so-called hot lot of DPT. And what has happened since then. And of course, she has a website called Lauren's World based on her daughter and what happened. And I've got that linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. When we come back from this break, we are going to get further into this story, what it means, the issue of trust, whether it be doctors, vaccines, or the government, how this is awakening a whole new parental generation to realities of how do we protect our children legitimately from an immune perspective and from a life perspective. As well as, like I said, what's happening at Autism One and what Karen will be doing there. Stand by. More powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again.
Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
We got a lot of upcoming events here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First up, coming up May 23rd through 27th, Autism One Chicago, Lombard, Illinois. I'm looking forward to meeting all of you. And as my guest, Karen Kane, has said, it's low or no cost. Now, this is extraordinary to go to this event and interact with a lot of doctors, healers, parents as well. And I'm looking forward to meeting everybody that can attend. I think there are some online options as well. And we've got the links up to autismone.com as well as the upcoming Health Freedom Expo, where Karen and I originally met, and this next one will be in Chicago as well. There's a whole autism track that is going on there, so if you can't make it Autism One, look forward to seeing you middle of June, 15th through 17th, at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago as well, in Schaumburg. And then the end of June, we have scheduled the Alive Foundation event, the awards ceremony for all the natural health and healing on planet Earth, which is going to be amazing. But back to the Autism One and back to Karen. Karen, amazing the story. You've become a real warrior mom, and a mom, you know, that in spirit, because we understand what happened. It's so devastating to lose a child. I can't imagine, as a parent of two kids myself, the movement on to help others, to not allow this to happen for those that can wake up and listen to the message, hear it. But the idea of trust, so many generations now in America, for whatever reason, trusted government, trusted doctors, trusted the pharmaceutical companies that were all out for their best interest. And this is still a shocking wake-up call for parents, is it not, when you bring this to their attention?
It's hard for me because I've been doing this so long. I understand. I mean, how many times someone from the television has called me saying they want to interview me, and I would say, do you know what I'm going to be talking about? And then they wait, you know, a couple days later, oh, we can't do this. Because people really believe if it's not on television, it's not true. And that's a big problem. I think part of the believers and the advocates are on, you know, the internet, listening to your programs and showing up for the conferences. But I think that, unfortunately, there's a big part of the community that if it hasn't touched them yet, because it will, they think it doesn't happen, and they don't get that involved. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so amazing about the internet and about your radio program and these conferences, because you can't deny when you walk in a room and you see these families that are affected. And I'm very frustrated with the money with Big Pharma. I mean, this thing has been happening in my life now for 18 years.
Sure. Well, you think, Karen, had they embraced it as brutal as it was, rather than attacked you and said, oh my gosh, we are so sorry, this rarely happens, there might have been some kind of human interaction to say, okay, you wouldn't have become their enemy. And immediately what they thought is, you are the enemy just because your child, your daughter had been injured and then ultimately killed by what had happened. Yet they don't understand that concept, because there's a lack of humanity in the entire industrial complex that is modern medicine today. It doesn't mean that there are no caring doctors. You know, I'm not saying it. I don't generalize in that way. But certainly when it comes to vaccines, in my mind, based on this and many other stories, it is out and out assault with a deadly weapon. And no one can convince me otherwise, based on the stories I've had, firsthand experience with it as well. And in that regard, sometimes people don't understand the, let's say, intensity when we discuss this. Although I'll get into the scientific realm and debate as well, but the emotion, the passion is very real, because how can you sit idly by and watch these children be harmed and continue to pretend it's not happening?
It absolutely makes me crazy. And, you know, and I hope that with my voice and with my words and my pictures and, you know, showing and talking to people about what happened with my story, it will stop one person. I really mm-hmm. believe if you help one person, it explodes in the universe. And, you know, with my daughter, I did modern medicine. We lived in ICU for almost 2 years, but I always did alternative, because in the very beginning, really, modern medicine gave up on my daughter completely, and it was alternative that I really think that Lauren lived as long as she did, because I did so many different nutritional drops and tinctures and massage and acupuncture and homeopathy, cranial sacral, and I think that's why she was so strong. And she really was a powerful powerful little girl. I think she came here to do this work to change the way we're, you know, vaccinating our children and what we're putting into our children.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank God for the rise of the new media, natural news, and other outlets here, Robert Scott Bell Show and more, that are covering that which the old media, which is pharmaceutically conflicted, refuses to cover. Or if it does so in a way that denigrates and marginalizes and infringes the experience of parents such as yourself or the doctors who are speaking out. And more are, in fact, speaking out. Denny up there in Maine sent me an email. Well, it wasn't an email. It was actually on Facebook about a testimony that took place, I believe, either in Massachusetts or Vermont recently. And there were so many testimonies coming from doctors, researchers, parents, and even a young child with the sibling of a vaccine-injured child. And you see this stuff, and this is now blasting out through YouTube, and it's changing the equation. The old media can no longer defend or attack in the same way that they once could. So in many ways, we are succeeding. You were one of the first that unfortunately had to go through this. Now, of course, we hope to help others. The Autism One is going to be another sensational opportunity. Now, what if people are to attend, parents, for the first time? You're speaking on Sunday, the last day of the event?
I'm speaking on Saturday. I believe it's at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Last year when I spoke, I talked about this very issue, just about how I was treated and what happened to my family, even though they agreed that my daughter was injured. And this year, and this entire year, I'm traveling around the U.S., and I'm talking about friendships. Even though my daughter was cortically blind, she was a quadriplegic, she never walked, never talked, she was a huge light and love. She actually ended up having friendships in middle school, and I talk about the things that I did. One, it was my goal to have friends for my daughter, and it was her goal as a young teenager. She really was missing that, and so I just talk about the steps that I took to get my daughter to have friendships, and she ended up having sleepovers, and she had her first sleepover was with five girls. She danced at all the dances, and she won best Halloween costume at the first dance in middle school. And her graduation from middle school, she spent dancing with a 6'1" boy, you know, holding his hand all night long. Just completely, you know, normal, typical peers gravitating to her because of her light and her love and just her attitude about herself. And it's changed the way people, you know, have lived their lives because of her presence.
Yeah, well, exactly. So you're going to be sharing some stories that will be inspiring to people, hopefully, you know, giving some hope where there may be none, and maybe inspiring more of these parents to speak out that are devastated by what's going on here. And, you know, I wish we wouldn't look at this as a contentious issue. It's us versus them. But unfortunately, in many ways, they've treated us that way for speaking out, for acknowledging these things that exist. And by the way, the website you have is laurensworld.com. Is that correct?
Yes. And it's spelled LORRINSworld.com. And I talk of, you know, of course, I hook into Autism One and the conference and, you know, a lot of other things that I have done throughout Lauren's life and enjoyed, and talking about where I speak and just, you know, really trying to inspire parents. The truth is that we all love our kids. All of our kids are different, but, you know, one, we need to protect them, and you know, we need to talk about what happened when they're vaccine injured. And then the other is, you know, how to celebrate our life no matter our children's abilities. And it's very, very important that we hold our heads up high and we love our children and we get them out in the community and let them teach others, because our kids are here to teach. And I think that, you know, I think Lauren picked me as her parent, and I was so lucky to have her for the 15 years that I did. And she showed me and taught me so much, and I know that she's changed the way people live their lives. And so I try to share that and just really encourage parents to get out there, get connected, enjoy their family, you know, and also talk about what happened. It's important, but, you know, they need to take care of their spirit so they can take care of their children.
Yeah, you are doing amazing work out there, and I want to acknowledge that the time that we are here today, it's many years after the initial injury to Lauren and what happened to her. And thankfully, we have a lot more doctors and non-doctors alike that are speaking out, that have developed protocols. And it seems to me that there will be a lot of them there sharing whatever innovations that they have learned, so that you now have an open forum where you can discuss, even with scientists like I had on just yesterday in Teresa Deischer, talking about all of these issues. And rather than screaming at one another, it literally is now we're open, we're here to learn, these are the things I've learned, these are the things you've learned, we can actually share it. It seems almost too idealistic, but it seems like that's what's happening at Autism One.
Absolutely. And it's such a fun conference, and the parents are so amazing, and I get inspired and just by what's happening with people, and there's so many different stories. And, you know, we're all kind of in the same boat. We all do it a little bit differently, but there's no reason that we can't celebrate our children and get educated and do the best we can do. You know, I couldn't change Lauren's situation, but I could make her feel the best she could in her body. And, you know, by treating her with respect and holding our heads up on high and going into the community, you know, we had a great life. And I think that sometimes parents just need permission to do something fun and something different and, you know, to educate themselves, because, you know, we only get this one day, and we can enjoy it and celebrate it, or, you know, we can turn our heads. But I think when we get all of the resources that are here for us, it can make, you know, a really fabulous life.
Absolutely. Once again, thank you so much, Karen Kane, for being with me today, and real anxious and excited to see you and everyone else up there at Autism One. It's going to be a real inspiring and it's like a heart-opening event as well, and you wouldn't normally think it would be fun, but yes, to be able to be with people who experience things similarly can be enjoyable too, and we have to find those enjoyable moments in the midst of some of these tragic stories as well, as you've done, turned Lauren's life into something that's a beacon of hope and light for others following through on this. Karen, thank you so much again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Are you there yet? Autism One, come on, you got to come down and see us. We're going to be there Wednesday through Sunday, looks like, the 23rd or the 27th of May. I might interview you as well. I'll be there with all my broadcast equipment. We'll see if we can broadcast live if we have the technology. Otherwise, I've got lots of interviews that I'm going to be scheduling there. Lots of great people to visit with, and you may be one of those people. So please, come on down, Chicago, Lombard, Illinois. Check it out online. The links are up at robertscottbell.com in the show notes every day until we get to the event itself. Of course, you can call up your questions and comments at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We are going to rock the health world, rock the autism world for the better when we're all together up there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like spike water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super Don, it's always inspiring to hear out of tragedy, positive things can happen, even in losing a child, which I can't even imagine. You're a parent, I'm a parent. But when you hear Karen's story, oh my gosh, this woman has overcome so much, and she's out there sharing positive good news with everybody. We appreciate her so much, and I'm so glad I can be part of Autism One this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, and every time I hear somebody's story, I just always have to think back of all the naysayers that you know, end up commenting on the Facebook and sending us emails saying, proof, show me proof that the vaccines are doing any damage. Well, you know, take a little time, listen to some stories, and then see what you have to say.
Yeah, and in case we have any naysayers out there that think we're just a little out of sorts because we talk about vaccines and drugs the way we do, there's good news for you. Those of you who think there are not enough drugs being approved by the FDA, we have breaking news, Super Don. Go ahead and run it.
Hey, it's the Onion Radio News. The FDA approves every drug pending approval and takes the rest of the year off. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Commissioner Lester M. Crawford of the Food and Drug Administration let it be known at a morning news conference today that the FDA has cleared all 314 drugs pending approval, from Avoxaldon to Zovax KB, and plans to take the remainder of the year off.
Minocycline, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, may cause a regular heart murmur. Well, sounds good to me. I'm sure Merck wouldn't have bothered making this stuff if it didn't actually work. Approved.
After declaring everything on the FDA checklist reasonable, Crawford now plans to spend considerable time in the months ahead researching future vacation and retirement plans. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Well, that Doyle Redland really scoops some major stories here on the Robert.
He does. Amazing. So the FDA just approved 314 drugs and taken the rest of the year.
Why don't they take the rest of their life off?
Yes, please.
Quite honestly, you know, it should be use at your own risk. These drug companies are known for killing you. And, of course, we'll talk to John Rappaport about that, as Nancy Pelosi may have acknowledged this. A shocker coming up. We've got the YouTubes linked up at robertscottbell.com. But, yeah, approve everything and just step out of the way. All right? Now, if people were really in the know and they weren't indoctrinated, they would, as I do, look at FDA approval as not a badge of honor but a badge of perhaps shame, acknowledgement of a great danger, an acknowledgement that you have no interest in healing disease nor relieving it but promoting it. And causing all kinds of iatrogenic mayhem, so to speak. So that's why we have to do what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Do we have a mission? You betcha. You betcha we do. Are we passionate? Just a wee bit passionate. Occasionally, I'll raise my voice, too, just like I have to do with my children, although I'm not doing it to you, the listener, except to just, I guess, help me to get through the day. This is my catharsis.
Sometimes you got to get people's attention.
Well, and that too, right? The thing is, if I could deliver everything here, and here's the news, the Robert Scott Bell Show is about to break a story. How long would I be listening to I would be asleep. So we got to get involved with this stuff, just like you're getting involved with the Syngenta now, locally, yes. Super. I want to urge people, look locally, find out who is violating your right to life, liberty, and property by genetically engineering your kids without your consent.
Yes, absolutely. And don't make the same mistake I did. You know, we always talk about stuff that's going on in Washington, D.C. and, you know, and things of that nature on a national level. But take a look in your own backyard, because sometimes there's stuff going on there. And if you're not paying attention, they can sneak in there and get you when you're sleeping.
Well, take a breather. Take a break. But don't go away, because we're coming right back with more Powerful Healing, John Rappaport, and more next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response. healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
the British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Coming up this hour, John Rappaport, no more fake news. We've got great stuff coming up, but first and foremost, my friends on the left coast, we got California in the news. California's economy tanking. The government is going to tax you until you leave the state. May talk about that with John Rappaport a little later as well. But those on the left also that believe in regulating everything. Government intervention. There's only one way we can save humanity from itself is to have Congress pass laws. Congress shall make laws that establish religion. Of course, they've done that with the Church of Biological Mysticism. But what about food, right? We covered last hour, Super Don, you were talking about the new GMO company we didn't know about because it's kind of the quiet, silent partner of Monsanto there in Ashland, Oregon. All right. And yet there are other food issues that are really disconcerting. And, of course, many of us have made decisions without the government approving of what we've done, like we've stopped eating genetically modified food to the best of our ability. We've chosen organic food over conventionally grown pesticide-laden food. We didn't ask for an act of Congress, even though Congress looks a blind eye by tossing it over to the USDA and FDA to regulate in an unconstitutional fashion. So you can't even state that you've got certain things that are better than things that are not. But that's another story. Here we have the whiny Cargill. Remember Cargill, big food processor, global food processor, right? Why are they crying? Why are they crying? Because you don't want to eat their pink slime.
Guys, they're having to work hard now.
Yeah, this is great. This is the analysis. It says beleaguered beef purveyors carve out pink slime stain. What is this all about? Well, there was no congressional, let's say, passage of a new law. The FDA, USDA didn't start regulating pink slime out of meat. Guess what happened? You, the people, we, the people, say, hey, we don't want that stuff in our food. No, not here. And guess what? It's gone because you in the marketplace said we're not buying it. And the butchers are having to go back to butchering. Can you imagine?
What this has done a favor for the butchers, because in this particular article, they start talking about this butcher in Chicago who's just getting inundated with new business. People coming into the butcher saying, hey, you know, do you use pink slime?
Yeah.
Because people are suddenly realizing, you know what, we got to start cleaning up our act here and start going to where you can actually look and you can see, oh, that's a cow. Can I have a piece of cow, please? You know, because they don't want to get the pink slime. And so the butchers are actually benefiting from this because people are realizing now, I need to go somewhere where I can trust where my food came from.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the thing is, it's like whiny Cargill, right? They don't have enough money, right? We now have to revert to, listen to this, hand-carving meat out of trimmings cut from carcasses as a way to salvage some of the lean bits and avoid grinding more expensive cuts. This is their sector-wide scramble to replace what the industry calls lean, finely textured beef, or LFTB. But what has been more damningly dubbed by the media as pink slime, what would you call it? You've seen the pictures, right? You've seen the pictures of the slime, right?
I have. Yeah. In fact, on this article, they've got a picture of it at the top and it's
they're going to have to serve their beef instead of out of a Dairy Queen soft serve ice cream dispenser. They're actually going to have to use a knife and cut it.
Well, and let's think about this. Cargill's saying, "Oh man, we've had to revert to hand carving." What, you mean you guys that profess to be one of the largest meat producers in the country have to be like butchers? Oh my goodness, how below you that you have to actually use a knife not just let a machine chop it up and grind it and mash it and throw it in some, you know, ammonia hydroxide gas. Oh, you got to actually cut the meat? What a bummer.
Well, Butchers of America Unite, you could be back in business. And that would be nice to see more local, for those that are not vegetarians, a local production of these foods. I know in Florida, there used to be a lot of processors, meat processors, very local-oriented butchers, and they were regulated out of existence because the state came in and started going, no, we can't have that. We can't watch you, so we need to come. And so basically the Cargills of the world took over a lot of the meat production and took it out of the realm. Thank God we're finally finding out about how this game is being played, and the people are realizing they have the power to change without an act of Congress, because if you wait for Congress to act, you'll long be dead, and your kids might be as well from eating pink slime, which they say, oh, it's perfectly safe. Yes, could I have some? Instead of ketchup, can you just pour some ammonia? Can you get that bottle of Mr. Clean over here? Because it's perfectly safe. That's yes. Right, moms and dads. You believe that, right, don't you?
Well, I tell you, Robert, this is a success story. This, to me, I look at this as this is an example of how when people become aware and people become educated on something, people can make a difference. Because sometimes it seems almost impossible when you're going up against large corporations, large industries, that, you know, the bottom line for these guys is money. And if people no longer have a desire, if there's no longer a demand for a product, then they're not going to have any choice but to do something different. And one of the things that this article points out is that it says that other beef processors, determined to find a solution to keep their customers happy, have taken a technological step backwards
right.
in how they gather the ingredients needed for hamburger. And the way I look at it is, wow, they're actually going back maybe in what they consider a technological move backwards, back to maybe something closer to the way things should be done as far as the way our food is handled and prepared. You know, what technological step do you think they're referring to? Oh, we've had to go back to using a cow. You know, I mean, we had to go back is the step backwards we're talking about?
You mean we're not going forward to schmeat? Sheets of meat?
Yeah, exactly. We've had to give up on glory. You know, growing your hamburger in a petri dish, we have to actually go back to the real animal.
Well, not only that, this is the whole rise of the Paleolithic and primal perspective. Mark Sisson talked about it. Remember Steve Cooksey, of course.
Absolutely.
My good friend Tom Woods and Heather Woods, they've gone back, lost a lot of weight, getting healthier. And in fact, that reminds me. Last Friday on the Jerry Doyle Show, humble little old RSB was on there, and he was asking me questions about it. And I said something that was rather shocking to his audience, shocking to dietitians everywhere. Don, do you have that clip? We should play that for everybody that don't listen to Jerry.
I actually do. And not only was it shocking to everybody, but I think it shocked Jerry, too, if you listen to how he reacts when you say what you had to say. Listen to this.
What is it that people need to do when they're looking in the mirror to say, I don't like what I see. I don't want to take a pill.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do to slim down, to get healthier, to be more in control of my food present and my health future?
Well, dietitians' heads are going to explode the moment I tell you this, but the number one thing I would have everybody do that is obese is eat more fat.
Wow.
What?
Did I get Jerry Doyle speechless for a moment there? He said, wow.
So the millions of listeners kind of cocked their head like the little dog from the what was that, that old ad with the record player? They just all went, eat more what?
RSB, did you say eat more fat? Yes, I did.
Yes.
And look at this. You know, this is Steve Cooksey, right? Remember the blogger we had on here? He was, you know, attacked. And the dietitians, I told you, they don't like people doing this. They actually get back to going back to the way food used to be produced, grown, slaughtered, whatever, prepared. And it's not processed. It's not refined. It's full-on fat. We're not removing anything. And, of course, the danger of drinking milk is not only that it's pasteurized, but they've taken all the good fat out of it. And so fat is very critical. And lo and behold, after I say this, we just find this from yesterday coming out through medical news today. Guess what? A study backs up RSB. Listen to this title. Listen to it. Diabetics have had decreased. Did I say decreased? Yes. Decreased blood sugar and improved blood lipids on what? A high fat diet.
No.
Yeah. Really? Really? You mean I might actually know what I'm talking about? You mean that Steve Cooksey, who's got no degree in nutrition, actually knows what he's talking about, and the dietitians don't? And the so-called quackbusters that want to, you know, rail on anybody who speaks out against vaccination or speaks in, you know what really gets them? Anytime I mention homeopathic medicine, They kind of like me, my liberty stuff. But if I mention homeopathy, oh, no, now you're beyond the pale. We now must put you up on the homeopathic cross and crucify you. Because that before that, you had me. But no, we can't have that. People with type 2 diabetes are usually advised to keep a low-fat diet by dunderheaded dietitians and the doctors who follow them. Now a study linking, it's actually at Linköping University, shows that food with a lot of fat and a few carbohydrates could have a better effect on blood sugar levels and blood lipids. It's a two-year dietary study led by Hans Guldbrand, general practitioner, and Frederick Nystrom, professor of internal medicine, are being published in the prestigious journal Diabetologia. 61 patients. Yeah, 61. Diabetologia. Don't you like
Diabetologia.
That?
Diabetologia.
61 patients were included in the study of type 2 or adult onset. No, just call it type 2 because kids are getting it too. They were randomized into two groups. Anyway, basically, they're finding out that the whole low-fat scam is a scam. And that not only is high fat good for you, but it is going to work better for diabetics and reducing blood sugar issues. This is sensational.
Well, Robert, how long? I mean, it's been years, years and years and years that how many things? If you walk into a store, you know, they put low fat on everything.
Yep.
I mean, you will see them put the low fat label on something that could not possibly ever have fat in it to begin with, just to try and sell the product and say, look, yeah, low fat styrofoam here, come get your styrofoam, you know, and there's no way that could have had fat in it if you wanted it to.
Right.
But you know, low fat has been the thing. If you want to lose weight, you don't eat fat, right?
Well,
and
I'm urging,
here we have it here. This is completely the opposite.
Super Don, before we break to go to John Rappaport, I'm urging once again all health food stores out there. You listen, I know this is going to hurt your bottom line initially, but do your level best to start removing products that say low fat and no fat. Urge that because that will transform these purveyors of these foodstuffs and food products to stop with the nonsense of removing fat or pretending that low fat is actually good for you. It is not. We talk about quality of fats, trans fats. Go back and listen to my Sunday show where I interviewed Christopher Barr on GCN, and we've got it linked up in today's show notes through the week so you can go back and listen. And you'll hear the difference between a real diet that is healthful and one that is a patently absurd that only promotes the drug everything that moves industry, including the diabetic one. High fat for diabetics? You betcha. But make sure it's clean, good, yes, saturated, but not intoxicated with pesticides, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, and antibiotics. Do I make myself clear, Don?
Yes, loud and clear. Crystal.
All right. More clarity coming because John Rappaport's joining me on the other side of this break.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it now with my dear friend and fellow rabble rouser in every world that I can imagine. John Rappaport joins me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, too long. I can't go without having you on. So welcome.
Yeah, back. Great, Robert. It's always great to be here.
Well, you sent me the past few days some YouTube versions of these things where you can actually write a script and you have cartoon type actors, you know, basically reading out your script. And it's brilliant because you've written so many different dialogues and monologues and different things to see it acted out in this way. And you're going to have to let everybody know what's going on here. But I was just laughing my aspirin off.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic program. I mean, basically, my partner and I have now done two animations. And he's got the program down. I write the script, which is a dialogue, you know, two characters talking. And he can find the cartoon characters and the settings and the camera angles and et cetera. And then you cut and paste in the script and these mechanical voices take over and they speak your lines to each other in this dialogue. They are having a conversation. You know, so that opens up, the possibilities are endless there. We did one about which you just saw where – you know, I have Nancy Pelosi suddenly confessing to the real truth about Obamacare.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so, I mean, it's putting it on a stage. Instead of writing an article about it, you can make a little play out of it, and it's very, very
telling.
And
whoever Nancy Pelosi was talking to in this animation was just – he was losing it. I mean, he was having audio hallucinations. It's like, what are you saying, Nancy? I mean, she just laid it out. She was quoting or referencing the Starfield report, 225,000 Americans dead every year. Nancy Pelosi, what's gotten into you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got this guy now that she was talking to as a running character. He appears in the first two animations, and then in the third one that we're going to do, he'll be there too. And I think we're going to keep him because he's the ideal dupe. You know, he believes everything. He's kind of an insider, but he buys the party line on everything, including medicine. So when she tells him about the Starfield report, that the medical system kills 225,000 people a year, he just goes off into, as you say, he says, I'm having auditory hallucinations. Did I just take LSD? This couldn't be true, you know, all this kind of stuff. And she assures him that it is factual. And then he tells her, but, you know, the New York Times, which is his Bible,
yes,
didn't say anything about this. So how could it be true, you know?
Oh, exactly. I've had discussions, of course, as the show here grows to a wider and wider audience, and I'm guesting on Jerry Doyle over the years on Savage and I was just on with Peter Schiff's show with Tom Woods last week, and it brings out the quackbusters who simply want to attack simply because you're utilizing forms of medicine that they don't understand or can't explain. So they obviously will state that it is not valid, it is not approved, or it's just not proven. And we get back to this idea of proof. And I just came to this conclusion. These people need wise overlords, authoritarian overlords, to tell them what is true or factual because they don't have the ability to discern themselves. They're really sad in my mind.
It is. And in this case, you know, our cartoon character, his Bible and authority is the New York Times. So you're absolutely right. They have no discernment. They can't think on their own. And they're also, because they can't think on their own, what else are you going to do? You stick with authority, and that's your life raft. And if somebody challenges that, then you go into a tizzy, you know, a tailspin. You can't deal with it, and you just reject it automatically because that's your life raft. Hmm. Whereas if you could actually think like the people who listen to your show, you don't need that. In fact, you don't want it. You've gotten rid of it. And instead, you're discovering new information that really makes sense. So when the Starfield report came out in the year 2000 in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and everybody, you know, impeccable mainstream credentials all the way down the line, Barbara Starfield, doctor at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, and she says the medical system is killing 225,000 people a year. Now you have what they like to call cognitive dissonance, you know, because now the authority is actually admitting the crime. So what are you going to do in that case? And the only solution that the mainstream has is to ignore it. To pretend it doesn't exist really is what they do. And the government, the same thing. They say, never happened, didn't exist, we don't know about it, we never heard about it, it couldn't be true, it was a mistake, something went wrong, it's not so. Because, you know, now all the alarm bells are ringing, and it's their own people that are ringing the alarm bells.
Hmm.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, yesterday I talked with a research scientist in the vaccine field, and she was very nice, very open to discussion. We brought up that issue of cognitive dissonance. She says, absolutely, that is a big issue here. For instance, whether it be the vaccine linked to autism or the general toxicity of the vaccines or the DNA contamination coming from either foreign or aborted fetal tissue, animal tissue as well. And yet she was, as a scientist, should be willing to question, be open to, and if you're not sure of something, to say, well, I'm not sure, I have not investigated, as opposed to just yelling and screaming and ranting and stomping your feet. So, you know, I was taken aback in a good way. I expected that because, you know, she's going to be at the Autism One conference. But you would expect that you can have rational discourse discussion. And when you get to a point of, well, I don't know, I'm not sure, you can acknowledge that and move on or discuss it. And she's like, yes, we should be able to do that. And I thought, wow, have I entered an alternate reality where a scientist is willing to talk about these things? This is great.
I've had that happen to me, too. I spoke with a UCLA researcher a long time ago. I was writing an article on the beneficial effects of hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And I said to him, you know, there are researchers now that are coming out and saying that in certain cases of neurological injury, hyperbaric oxygen can produce some terrific effects. And he said, well, he said, I agree with you. He said, the studies haven't been done yet where I could tell you, yes, we have all the evidence out in front of us. He said, but it's logical to infer that that's the case. He said, I'm aware of instances where, you know, patient has really been helped. So basically, I would say it's true. I just can't give you the citations to prove it yet. And I thought, wow, what a refreshing conversation. I got no opposition from the guy. He wasn't on an ego trip. He didn't feel insecure, like his position might be threatened if he went out on a limb and said, yes, you're right. He was just a regular guy who was happened to be a researcher in that area, and he was forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we had a country like that where we could have this conversation on many fronts that have to do with health and other, obviously, other areas, we might arrive at some solutions instead of this screaming and crazy, you're a quack, you don't know what you're talking about, all that sort of baloney.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny that we are refreshed by just having a nice adult intellectual conversation with someone that we expect to defend religious dogma instead of discuss scientific investigation or inquiry.
Let me give you an example of the opposite. You know, now there's a big article. It's a lot of coverage coming out. It's actually being promoted by public health agencies for their own reasons. But, you know, in India, we have these super bugs, microbes, bacteria that are so resistant to antibiotics that there's no way to stop them, and the world could end next week because these bugs will spread out all over the world. And I'm reading through the article, and all of a sudden, here comes a statement like, and even intestinal bacteria, so-called beneficial bacteria, are being affected by these super antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Well, that's something that we've known for, I don't know, 50 years, or, you know, literally as soon as antibiotics appeared on the scene, that was obvious. All sorts of people knew about it. It's been written about even in medical journals and studies. It's been written about in books. It's all over the place. But now they're twisting it. They want to say, oh, there's never been a problem with that before. Antibiotics never caused a problem with the beneficial bacteria in the gut. No, 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 no. But now the super resistant bugs are causing a problem. So there they are, once again, trying to slide off the hook, slippery as always, denying this, and, you know, they're just playing their games.
Well, particularly in the vaccine issue is a religious dogma issue for many, and you don't normally get rational discussion from the scientific community on this. It's refreshing when it happens. I mean, look at what's come out in India. You mentioned about the damaging impact of the vaccinations actually creating more paralytic polio. And, of course, we would acknowledge here that we're dealing with toxicological assault and that they may have never even isolated a single viral entity that actually causes the scenario which they call polio. So there's a lot, and I come back to our 10-hour-plus audio seminar with downloadable documents of all the things they don't want you to hear about the vaccines being armed and dangerous. John Rappaport and I did, and it's still available for link through No More Fake News and RobertScottBell.com. Just click the banner. You'll see it. It'll take you there. But, I mean, you know, this should be front-page news everywhere, and now we should question everything, yet complete silence or near complete silence.
Did you hear about John McAfee being raided in Belize?
No. Tell us about that.
John McAfee, who was the founder of the McAfee antivirus program for computers and so on, is living in Belize, and he is doing research into herbs that could be useful in dealing with some of the so-called super bacteria. So all of a sudden, armed soldiers, cops, whatever, show up at his door, put him in cuffs, shoot and kill his dog, and take him to jail. Now, he was released, but what's going on here? On the one hand, he says, you know, it may have been a misunderstanding because he was asked to make a political contribution to the chief political honcho in his district. This is kind of a, you know, military dictatorship type situation, and he didn't make the contribution.
Right.
So maybe that was payback. But he's been very forthcoming with charity donations and all sorts of stuff. So it's quite possible that this raid was really about the fact that he was researching natural compounds to treat and deal with an overrun, you know, system in the body by bacteria. So this is a very, you know, this is a horrible situation. I mean, his family is there. These guys with guns show up. They put him in cuffs. They take him to jail. They kill his dog. And that's the kind of research that he was doing into herbs.
This is worse than a bad country song here. I mean, this is horrible. Listen, we got to take a break. John Rappaport's going to join me again on the other side of this thing. We're going to talk more about some of these, attempts to suppress any, innovation in the field of natural healing, immune health as such, because of what it threatens, the so-called authoritarian status quo. And that's coming up with John Rappaport right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The story John was just referring to before the break about this McAfee antivirus developer arrested by the Belize government on false charges while researching natural herbs for drug-resistant bacteria. That's up there. May 10th, it was originally released, and I missed it. And thanks, John, for pointing that out. It's up there at naturalnews.com. We've got it linked up, I forgot, in the show notes today, so you can always check there as well. So on many levels, John, we're seeing tremendous successes in overwhelming the authoritarian limitations, the cognitive dissonance as well. But then again, every once in a while you hear a story like this where the authoritarians around the world, whether it be in Belize or other or in the U.S., finding a way to subvert, attack. Monsanto buys out bee, you know, a facility that did a lot of research on the bees, the colony collapse disorder, and Monsanto doesn't like it. They just buy the company. So there are many ways that they have at their, in their so-called toolkit or arsenal that they can go after you. But then again, so much is superseding their ability to put out all the fires that are being lit right now.
Yeah, the internet is superseding their ability to put out all those fires because the stories are getting reported. I mean, this John McAfee story, where are you going to find it? I mean, it's not going to be written about in the New York Times. At least they haven't covered it yet. It's not in any major media outlets that I've seen. And yet, here's a very prominent businessman. Everybody knows about McAfee antivirus. Used to be, you know, the main antivirus program for computers. Guy gets arrested. His dog is shot and killed. He's cuffed, taken to jail. Nothing in the major media, but now the story is out anyway. So they just can't put out all the fires. So there's no question that we are winning. And this is going to continue. I mean, we're not going to stop.
No, absolutely not. The energy is building. And if we talk about years of transition that we've been in the midst of, we often talk about that, how we shake our heads in amazement when we were talking 10 years ago about these things, is how much has changed since 10 years prior to that. And yet there seems to be a rapidity with which the shift is on, the consciousness is happening, whether it's a coincidence that 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, if that has anything to do with anything. But we know that there are cycles in life for all of us, whether we're here 12 years, 24, or 36. There are transitions, transformations that occur from time to time, and sometimes they seemingly come to a head simultaneously. And I think we're living at a time where a lot of these cycles are corresponding.
You know, I just saw a documentary. I went up on YouTube. I think it's called The Last Days of Health Freedom. And this is something that was put together, I think, in England. I had never heard of it before. So it's narrated by none other than Judi Dench, the famous British actress. And she's very eloquent, very good script, and she's, you know, always spot on in the way she talks and the way she presents something. Well, this has flown completely under the radar of major media. I mean, here's one of the most famous actresses in the world. You would think that she would be on talk shows, this, that, the other thing, talking about this documentary. It's all about Codex Alimentarius. It's about the FDA in no uncertain terms. There's an interview with Michael Taylor at the FDA where the interviewer is saying to him, let me get this straight. You're going after vitamins, and meanwhile, we know that the effects of Prozac, which is one of the drugs that you've certified as safe and effective, causes, you know, horrendous adverse effects. What do you have to say about that? And Michael Taylor is just tap dancing and stalling. He's never been in an interview, obviously, like this before, where somebody's putting him up against the wall. It's a fantastic story, uncovered by major media, but there it is on YouTube for anybody who wants to see it.
And that's the thing that never was able to get out in prior times, even though those documentaries really did make a splash. They were just, let's say, available or even seen by a very limited audience now. And all of that which preceded everything that we've done today is now, because of this new media outlet, is available. And it's extraordinary that people are discovering this 10, 15, 20 years later. The first adopters, the pioneers out there such as yourself, John, that have been writing about these things, speaking about these things, and now suddenly discovered it. And it's just as fresh as the day you said it. That's the point when I joke about, like, this show never requires expiration dating because we're covering the things that don't expire.
You know, in this movie, in this documentary, they play the television commercial that Mel Gibson made back in, I'm going to say, 1992-93. Very professionally produced, where you see outside a mansion at night, this, and a lot of your listeners probably don't even know about this. And a whole SWAT team is out there, and they rush the house, they break down the door, and they go into the kitchen, and there's Mel in the kitchen with a bottle in his hand, and he's saying, hey, boys, hey, hold on. It's just vitamin C.
Yes.
You know? And that commercial ran on mainstream television at the time.
Yes, and in movie theaters. I remember seeing it in the movie theater in the early 90s as well. And this preceded the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. It was that groundswell that happened all those years ago and then kind of quietly went back into hibernation. And isn't it ironic that of all the Hollywood celebrities, probably one of the most attacked viciously by the Hollywood establishment and the paparazzi and the press is Mel Gibson, even today.
And it doesn't surprise me because on that one issue alone, let's forget everything else, but on the issue of health freedom, this guy was not only correct, not only outspoken, but he put his own money where his mouth was and had a very professionally produced commercial about it that was hysterically funny and put the FDA, you know, right up against the wall in a very, very bad light. Something that the powers that be don't like at all. Mm-hmm. And it was there. It happened. It was shown, as you say, in movie theaters, on television, and so forth. So, yeah, doesn't surprise me at all. You know, the other thing that I've been following a little bit here, and everybody else has too, the collapse of Greece.
Yes.
The money's run out. The pensions may not be paid. The salaries of government workers may not be paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the party's over. They may get out of the European Union. They may get out of the euro. And now everybody's trying to say, well, it might not be so bad. Whereas at first they said, well, all of Europe is going to collapse. You know, if we don't support Greece and bail her out, the European Union is going down the toilet and Europe will just fade back into the Stone Age. But now they're saying, oh, it may not be that big a problem, you know. But it makes me think about the unfunded liability of Obamacare, because it's the same situation. The government in Greece overspent, overtaxed, oversupported all sorts of people and situations that they weren't in a position to support, and, you know, came time to pay the piper. Bad investments, of course, were a major problem. But the same thing is going to happen with Obamacare if it survives the Supreme Court. There's no way that this thing can be funded over the long term. It's impossible. You're going to see a situation where if it persists, if the Supreme Court does a turnaround and says it is constitutional, up the road you're going to see, mark my words, there'll be hearings, there'll be major stories. We don't have the money. We can't do it. We have to find the money. We have to bail out Obamacare just the way we bailed out, you know, Goldman Sachs and the big banks and all of that. We need a bailout for the system to continue. We need, $900 billion that we didn't think about, and now we need $2 trillion more. It's going to happen because the commitment that is in that 2,000-page document is so bizarre, so absurd, that when push comes to shove, there just isn't going to be the money for it. It's going to be another disaster. And then you're going to hear all kinds of people saying in power, we can't just let this slide. I mean, we have to provide care for our citizens, and therefore we're just going to have to invent the money to do it. And that could be the straw that breaks the camel's back in America.
Well, and what we really know is that Obamacare is a bailout not for the American people, but it's a bailout for the diminishing, let's say, customer base for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And they realized they were starting to lose it, and this relates to Mel Gibson and what he did in the 90s, the dietary supplements, etc., that there is less money being spent ultimately by individuals because people don't have the money. So they said, well, we got to go to the government to guarantee that our market share stays, the profits are remaining high because the people don't have the money. But, you know, the Federal Reserve can print it and we get the government to say we have to cover it. And that's where it's coming from. So it buys them a little time. And in the article that was published yesterday on Natural News, Greece headed into out of control bankruptcy. As you said so well, it was a disaster. Suddenly, when they realize they're losing it completely, then they switch their tune and go, oh, maybe it's not so bad. But in this article, they also talk about the state you're in there, California, being as disastrous or more so on a state level with the things that have been done there over the decades now with Governor Brown supposedly trying to tax every business right out of the state.
$16 billion. They can't find $16 billion. That's what they need to make up, you know, quote, the shortfall. Well, it's really a lot more than that. And California is going down the tubes. And, you know, we've had Gray Davis, we had Schwarzenegger, now we have Jerry Brown. There's nobody that you can elect as governor that's going to be able to figure this out, because yes, there just isn't the money, period. And Goldman Sachs is underwriting a lot of this.
Oh, boy.
And I investigated this some time ago because, you know, there was this gnawing question in the back of my mind. What does it mean when you say that California or any public entity is in debt? You know, people have always asked this question. In debt to whom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I began calling around asking that question, you know, that stupid, ridiculous question. Sir, you know, economics professors, this and that. And finally, I got to the point where I found somebody in who was a lawyer, I believe, who really knew the score. And I said, so what does it mean? Who does California owe the money to? Who does the government of California owe the money to? And he said, well, they issue bonds that are bought to pay for the budget when they don't have enough money from, you know, tax revenue. And I said, bonds. So explain that. He said, well, these bonds are underwritten. I said, what does that mean? He said, well, somebody is guaranteeing the bonds, so that if everybody goes broke, the people that hold the bonds will still get paid.
With what?
And I said, okay, so who in the case of California is underwriting all these bonds that are making up for the debt? He said, talk to Goldman Sachs. This was like 6 years ago. Talk to Goldman Sachs. He said, they're the ones. I said, so they're saying that California is okay because, you know, they're underwriting the bonds. They're saying, we'll pay if push comes to shove. He said, that's right. I said, well, why should I assume that they aren't out of their minds over at Goldman Sachs? Mm-hmm. Because I see no way that California is going to make up the money. And he said, well, he said, they figure they'll make out okay because there's a revenue stream in California that can pay them. I said, what do you mean, revenue stream? He said, taxes.
Uh-huh.
That's what they rely on. Taxes.
Isn't that interesting? A so-called private entity, international global financial firms and investment banks, rely upon taxpayers to survive. Isn't that special? Listen, John, yeah, we're about out of time here, and it goes so fast when we're together. I want to remind everybody, vaccines armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear. The most sensational collection of information on vaccines in history ever put together in one seminar like this with John and I, and it's fantastic. If you haven't already downloaded it, we appreciate your support. It helps us to continue our research here and at nomorefakenews.com. John, we won't wait so long to get you back on. You know that.
No, it's great, Robert. Every time is sensational. Thanks so much.
Check it out. We'll be back to wrap up today's show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Rappaport is always good for no more fake news. And you see what's happened in the news yesterday, all those headlines. You see the Drudge Report headline yesterday?
Yeah, didn't Ron Paul drop out?
That's what they want you to believe. Look at the old media. When are you going to stop listening and watching and reading the old media, mainstream media? No, they don't have it right. You know who has it right? What happened to Ron Paul yesterday? What did he do? Let's check in with the official campaign blogger for the Ron Paul race for the presidency, Jack Hunter.
Well, like many of you, I was surprised to see the headlines today. Paul drops out. Ron Paul suspends his campaign. It should come as no surprise that a mainstream media that can't figure out why Ron Paul is even running for president also can't figure out when he is and is not still running for president. Paul has not dropped out. Ron Paul has not suspended his campaign. What happened today was an announcement of a new strategy moving forward. Since the very beginning of this campaign, we've had a delegate strategy in which through convention we would gather as many delegates in the various states as possible. Not only has this worked, it has been extremely successful in places like Iowa, Maine, Louisiana, moving forward, others. That's going to continue. All that hard work has paid off and will continue to pay off going all the way to Tampa. What has changed? The places where we've been the least effective are primary states. Moving forward, it makes no sense to dump millions of dollars into places where you don't get as much bang for your buck. So you allocate your resources appropriately. That's what's going on. That's way different from suspending your campaign or dropping out. Do you think Ron Paul's really going to walk away from all of those hardworking people at the grassroots who have delivered him so many victories through delegates? Do you think Ron Paul is going to walk away from the thousands of people who continue to show up at his speeches in places in California, Texas, and other states? Do you think Ron Paul is going to walk away from the movement that he has been building since 2007 and 2008 and continues to build today and will be building beyond 2012? That's where the confusion really came in today. The mainstream media understands how to cover conventional campaigns, a horse race, if you will. The mainstream media does not understand how to cover a movement. If a Rick Santorum or Herman Cain or Michelle Bachmann or Rick Perry today said they're not going to have any more primaries, that's considered dropping out. Why? Because there is no Rick Perry movement or Newt Gingrich movement or Santorum movement and so on. But there is a Ron Paul revolution, and the mainstream media still doesn't know what to do with it. Know this, this revolution not only will not be over in 2012 and beyond, it's certainly not over right now. Neither is this campaign as we go all the way to Tampa. I'll see you there.
I think you wanted to say a bowel movement instead of a Gingrich movement. What do you think?
Well, hopefully that clears up some confusion that might be out there.
Well, that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and stop paying attention to the old media. Even Drudge gets it wrong, for those of you who like Drudge Report. So super duper news as we see clearly now what's going on. Of course, the focal point, the delegate strategy, it's working. It will continue to work. No wasting of resources. If anybody understands the law of economy, Ron Paul does. Hey, listen, last story. I only have a minute to go here, but I had to bring this up, and you pointed this out to me. Medical news today. Infant testosterone levels impacted more by, what do you think, environmental factors or genetics? What do you think?
It has to be genetics.
Of course it has to be genetics. No, it's environmental factors.
Of course it is.
I love it. Medical news today keeps proving us right. It's bizarre. Sometimes they have some weird story, but more and more, they're coming out with studies acknowledging that, hey, Robert Scott Bell, Super Don, you're right about this stuff. The environment does impact on gene expression and on endocrine function. So if you haven't cleaned up your rack and, again, you know, remove the toxins, all the things we talked about, 9 steps to keep the doctor away, you know it. Get at it. Don't wait around for more medical news today confirming what you're learning here to be right, true, accurate, etc. Even the energy stuff that some of the materialists out there, the reductionist, allopathic marvels don't want to acknowledge. We are going to keep moving forward with that energy healing, course healing revolution that we do every Friday. So, Super Don, another fine show you've gotten me into. Thank you to John Rappaport. Thank you also to Karen Kane. And we are going to see you at the Autism One Conference in Chicago, coming up real soon. But in the meantime, remember this. We'll be back tomorrow. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
So raise your glasses. You are
Scott Bell Show.